You are only human, after all. Thanks so much, I said, my voice acerbic. He was on his feet in one of his lithe, almost invisibly quick movements. He held out his hand to me, an unexpected gesture. I was so used to our standard of careful non-contact. I took his icy hand, needing the support more than I thought. My balance had not yet returned. Are you still faint from the run? Or was it my kissing expertise? How lighthearted, how human he seemed as he laughed now, his seraphic face untroubled. He was a different Edward than the one I had known, and I felt all the more besotted by him. It would cause me physical pain to be separated from him now. I can't be sure. I'm still woozy, I managed to respond. I think it's some of both, though. Maybe you should let me drive. Are you insane? I protested. I can drive better than you on your best day, he teased. You have much slower reflexes. I'm sure that's true, but I don't think my nerves or my truck could take it. Some trust, please, Bella. My hand was in my pocket, curled tightly around the key. I pursed my lips, deliberated, then shook my head with a tight grin. Nope, not a chance. He raised his eyebrows in disbelief.